Economics, Bloom in Godfrey Going Postal with Emil Wolf. By James Dalton. Economics is a topic about which I know a little. But a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. I guess I know enough to run a small business, feed the kids, annoy my family with inconvenient economic realities, pay the mortgage, save a bit for my later years. And pay taxes, lots of taxes. Enough also to recognize a Ponzi scheme when I see one. Enough to question how I might be able to save, despite the unaccountable profligacy of our ruling elites. But how to go about saving? Save in the bank? You lose. The building society? You lose. Pension schemes? You lose, unless you fell lucky with timing or worked for a state institution. Many didn't, and those many do not remember Gordon Brown fondly. So with the Ponzi scheme becoming beyond manageable, what can an Englishman do to protect his hard-earned for his dotage? The Keynesian adherents are struggling for instruments and for names of new instruments. For bailouts and haircuts, for homogenization and closer union. For fiscal stimulus and deficit reduction plans. But the facts, whilst seldom highlighted to the masses, speak for themselves. Whether coloured Tory blue or Labour red, government expands and spends more than it collects in taxes. Those in government soon forget their purpose, which is to serve. Out of the last 70 years, the government has seldom run a surplus, collected more in taxes than it spends. Where a government has run a surplus, it has tended to be nominal. The national debt currently stands at approximately £1.800 billion, having been £23.6 billion in 1947, charting the history of our national debt under the Conservative and Labour parties is for another day and another article, but you can get ahead of the game with the numbers here. £1.800 billion equates to around £27,000 for every man, woman and child currently recorded as being in the UK. How many have that hanging around in their back pockets? These figures neglect the other tsunami that awaits the UK taxpayer. Unfunded liabilities and the coming increase in the proportion of our population retiring from the ever highly populated public sector with generous pension payments to make. The dilution of wealth held in fiat money through quantitative easing, fractional reserve banking, the inflation of bubbles, whether in equities, property or latterly education, the bursting bubbles and inflation to come. Interest rates near to nothing? Who's going to save? Why save? The pension companies can afford generous salaries, but to retirees, ever more pitiful annuity offers. Keynesians have found tools to solve problems before. Can they find the tools again to continue the game? Will the confidence required for the game's continuance be sustained? On will the Austrian school be proved right and a catastrophic system failure come to pass? Maybe I could go with the flow, with debt. Debt, though, is the only route with a certain destination. The route to poverty. The route taken by Greece to the sufferance of the old and their families, the most vulnerable always suffer first. But I know little. More than most, yet little when put aside the real experts. Godfrey Bloom is such an expert and isn't afraid to flash his credentials, including his drinking capacity, a gallon he claims. The video shows Godders at his best, orating for justice and the abused British taxpayer. Emil Wolf knows more than I, much more, though humbly claims amateur status. You can see the articles Godfrey and Emil have written for Going Postal listed on this site in the list of authors, if you are viewing this article on Going Postal. Godfrey has been resolutely speaking to the truth of the political corruption which the taxpayer suffers for decades. He's a trooper. He's been speaking for the British, for Englishmen and for justice. The sane and prudent have no choice but to endure state-sanctioned ongoing pillaging of the fruits of their labour. Over generations, hard-working families of the United Kingdom are being denuded of their wealth by a corrupt political and financial cabal. Godfrey Bloom is a fascinating character. One time UKIP MEP, he speaks such sense, whilst digging at the unbritish nature of modern discourse and prejudice. Yes, I like the cut of Godfrey's jib. I always have, so I was absolutely delighted when I was informed that he would be a guest speaker at the forthcoming inaugural Democrats and Veterans Party conference in September. I am looking forward to hearing his speech and Q&A session, which will complement that of our party's economic spokesman Ian Gorman. You can avoid reality, but you cannot avoid the consequences of avoiding reality. The famous quote of Ayn Rand. Yes, ma'am, that goes for economics too. In 2008, a fuse blew on the financial criminality of government-facilitated corruption and plunder of the people. The taxpayers of the UK and much of the wider Western world footed the bill. Nothing has changed structurally, and the problems have only got worse. The question is one of when, not whether, the consequences of reality will result in another fuse blowing. How does one save for the future? If we don't heal our corrupt politics, the question of how to save for the future may become somewhat academic as more existential short-term social concerns become manifest. But I look forward to constructive ideas being aired as to how to deal with our current state, shared and discussed so practical workable solutions can be formulated through direct democracy for the future free and independent United Kingdom. Copyright James Dalton 2018, Democrats and Veterans Party, for Direct Democracy. dvparty.uk.